This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In India, Bollywood musicals are huge. Now, ordinary people are trying to sound just like their favorite stars from the screen. Scott Carney reports from Chennai, India.
Imagine a radio show where instead of listening to the pros belt out hit songs, you tune in to hear everyday people, housewives, doctors, mechanics, and rickshaw drivers, call in and sing for themselves. Think American Idol for the Indian radio audience, just without snarky Simon Cowell poking fun at the tone deaf. Witness the program in Chennai that's called Patungal Patu Patangal, or Sing and Sing. It's a game show where the only prize is to hear yourself on the air. It's based on a children's game called Dantakshari, and the rules are simple.
It's the most fun, and everybody sits around, and you just start with a song.
And the next caller will have to start the song with the last letter of the previous caller.
If you get stuck and you can't find the song that begins with that letter, and you give them a count to 10, and if they don't get the song, you lose.
Sounds simple enough, right? But why would millions of people tune into a show like that every day? Rupa Mahadevan is an American Fulbright scholar studying traditional Indian music in Chennai, and she thinks that so many local people are pushed into non-artistic careers that they're desperate for a chance for some public recognition.
Things like Antakshari or music contests are really exciting ways for people to, you know, at least feel like they're kind of putting one foot in to a music industry that they don't really think they would have a chance to do otherwise.
Hello?
I tracked down the woman behind the show, Uma Jaichandran, at the All India Radio Studios. She's a traditionally dressed Tamil woman, and she tells me that she's wanted to host radio shows since she was a child. I asked her through a translator why she thinks the show is so popular.
Music is connected to the Tamilians right from birth to death. And even she says that some people feel divine when they are into music. And there are some people who don't know how to become a professional singer. So what they think is maybe if they sing on this show, there will be some who listen to this song and hire them.
But radio isn't the only way that people try to get themselves heard in Chennai. Some enthusiastic singers want the help of professionals, and a budding industry of cheap recording studios is stepping up to give them a chance. One shop, Sing Your Tunes, in the top floor of a mall in North Chennai, has a soundproof booth and a team of sound engineers who vow that they can make even the meekest voice sound like a star. For about $5, anyone can walk in off the street and have about 20 minutes of studio time. One of the engineers, K.V. Subramaniam, has this to say about why people come.
They're coming to sing their songs, their favorite songs, their favorite hero songs, their favorite heroine songs. They're searching for a chance.
With the magic of audio technology, the studio can turn this into something a little more polished. On the radios, in games, in the malls, and on the streets, people sing everywhere in Chennai. And it's hard to deny that there isn't something intoxicating about their voices. For NPR News, I'm Scott Carney in Chennai, India. Haira, 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 pa. Haira, haira.